Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, and senior pastor of the People's Cathedral. On this day, April 11th, 1950, steamers and inter-island schooners filled the Bridgetown port, offloading and receiving cargoes. The activities of these vessels give us a better understanding of what Barbados imported and exported 71 years ago. The Barbados Advocate reported that five steamers were anchored in Carlisle Bay. The Helena, coming from Amsterdam, brought in potatoes, cheese, condensed milk, smoked herring, beer, and electrical equipment. The Herdsman's cargo from Liverpool consisted of ale, whiskey, beer, stout, oat flakes, drinking straws, and machinery. Another ship, the Magna, brought biscuits, linseed oil, Ovaltine, sausages, cod liver oil, and tonic wine from London. The schooners, the Marion B. Wolfe and the Philip H. Davidson, sailed into the Carenage with 3,000 bags of rice from British Guiana, along with charcoal, greenheart, crabwood, firewood, and wallaba posts. From Trinidad, the Providence Mark arrived with fresh fruit, gasoline, and vaporizing oil. The Blue Star arrived from Nassau with tomatoes and tomato juice, while the Mandalay 11 brought 360 bags of copra from St. Vincent. In addition, the Mary E. Caroline arrived from Dominica with firewood, coconut, and fresh fruit, and the Princess Louise brought cargoes of charcoal, firewood, posts, fresh fruit, and copra from St. Lucia. The latter was pressed to produce coconut oil. Steamers were also being loaded for the outward journey. The Winston Churchill, which loaded first at Bridgetown, later took on 5,515 tons of sugar at Spikestown, supplied by Plantations Limited and R&G Challenor. Another steamer, the Tactician, was loading quantities of sugar, vacuum pan molasses, and tamarinds for London. Both tamarinds and molasses were used in the production of Worcestershire sauce. For the Canadian market, 165-foot motor vessel La Havre took on 1,000 steel drums of Golden Glow molasses destined for Halifax, Nova Scotia. This molasses was supplied by the Barbados Producers and Packers Limited. Now, 71 years later, times have changed. Bulk sugar and molasses are no longer exported, and tamarinds are no longer produced in commercial quantities.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.